Are you interested in bringing communities together? Are you interested in bridging cultural and communication gaps? Are you interested in podcasting? We want to help build a better world through better understanding of one another. And we want to amplify your voice in the conversation. So bring your ideas and voice to the Venn Network. We will help you bring your voice to the world.
Two Iraqis came here to this country, were radicalized.
For that terror attack overseas.
Total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
First of all, we should develop detention centers for them.
Assalamu alaikum, everybody. What's up? BC Dodge Raw Islam Podcast. Hey, just a quick programming note here. I was editing the episode and I realized that we had a technical malfunction. And so the first few minutes of this podcast have been lost, unfortunately. We did the best we could to recover it, checking backups and things like that, but it's just there's just nothing to be had. But with that, we'll jump you right into the podcast, right where the recording starts. And we hope you enjoy. Let us know your thoughts down below. Thanks.
Truthness leads to righteousness, and righteousness leads to paradise. And a man continues speaking the truth until they're written in the record of Allah as truthful. And beware of falsehood, for verily falsehood leads to wickedness, and wickedness leads to the hellfire. And a man continues to tell lies and encourages falsehood until they are recorded in the sight of God as a liar. So now, this isn't rocket science, Carl. If a person understands Islam or not, abides by it or may not agree with it, whatever the case is, I'm sure we all agree on the value of truth and how despicable lies and falsehoods are. Because what lies do is that it creates mistrust amongst human beings, where truth only reinforces trust amongst us. Now, in Islam, utterance of the truth is a very important factor, as you can see just on the tradition that I just articulated, that it is a means of not just paradise, but it's a means of being written in the sight of God as truthful, whereas the opposite has the opposite reaction. Now, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said in another tradition, which is recorded in Muslim, it is enough falsehood. Gafa bil mar'i kadiban. That it is enough falsehood for someone to speak everything that they hear. Now, how do I know I'm telling the truth or I'm lying? Many times we may not be watchful over what we utter, and it's just part of the process of speaking. So you and I are talking, seldomly will I ever think through what it is I'm going to say to you. It just comes out. It's something that comes out as part of the conversation. But the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, warned us, that's enough for you to be written as a liar by just speaking everything that you hear. So what that means is that everything that we hear, it's important for us to ensure that it is true before we pass it on. Right? Because when you pass something on, you're only spreading it. And when you fail to pass it on, you're holding it back. Now, if it is false and you held it and not spread it, it is a plus. But if it is good and you fail to spread it and you hold on to it, that is considered bad. So now, how do we know, Carl, in the world that we live in, alternative facts, alternative truths, in false news, in fake news, and all these things that, Carl, a year ago, we never thought this would be possible. Fake news, alternative facts, and it's like it's mind-boggling. Well, I take you to a last tradition of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in which he said that the hour, he was talking about the hour, meaning the end of times, it will not come. He said, before the hour comes, there will be years of deceit, and in which a truthful person will be disbelieved, and a liar will be believed, and the insignificant will have a say. Now, this was recorded by Imam Ahmad, and I'm done with the traditions. But understand here, I told you about paradise being right around you. You don't have to travel to the other side of the earth, nor do you have to exit this earth to find paradise. God gave you the means of paradise around you. And today, we're focusing on two key factors: what we hear, what we read, what we understand, and then what we articulate from our mouths, because that's two of the six keys or seven keys of paradise. Because remember, top, front, bottom, left, right, and behind. How many was that, Carl?
So top is front, one.
Below, left, right, behind. So six. Sorry.
Right.
So we're going to cover two of the six. And the reason I'm going down this lengthy path is because, Carl, there's an article. There's an article that you shared, and I'm just going to brush up on a few points. We learned that throughout the course of the election, there was a lot of Russian meddling in the election process, where a lot of fake news was supposedly put out on social media. I'm saying supposedly only because I haven't studied it in depth for me to make a definitive statement. So for anyone who's listening out there and saying, how do you not know? Again, there's just too much out there to try to put your head around. So they meddled by fake Twitter accounts, Facebook and social media ads, so on and so forth. And it just came to light recently in an article that Carl will tell us briefly about in The Guardian, which is a very reputable British tabloid newspaper, in which a lot of fake news is being spread pertaining to Islam, which is spiking Islamophobia again through social media outlets. Now, before I hand it to you about that, Carl, before I hand it back to you, I want you and our listeners to reflect on WhatsApp. We get so many WhatsApp messages, and so many of them are these forwarded messages where some people have understood how to forward a message to all their contacts. So immediately, instantaneously, they could send a message to 100, 200, 500 people. Like, I'll give you an example. Beware, tonight the moon is going to be full and it's going to come down to the earth and make tawaf of the Kaaba. Whoever is in prostration tonight will go to paradise, and whoever sins is going to go hell. And you look up at that moon, it's only half. Like, where is this stuff coming from? Before you even question the authenticity of such a claim, look up at the moon and say, is the moon there? I'll give you a very interesting story, Carl. This is, the joke is on me on this one. So my friend and I, once in England, we were on holidays, and I went to his house, and we watched a movie. Now, it's nighttime. We're watching this movie, and the movie starts off very calm and cool, right? It's like a horror movie, right? So it's kind of starting off, and things are going, and the person's alone in the school, and like the lockers are starting to shake, and then the TV goes off. The TV went off. But foolish am I and my friend that the TV light was still on, but the screen went dark. So we're like, whoa, what just happened here? And then it came back on. And it said, breaking news. There's been a nuclear attack. There's this happening. There's that happening. And we're like, oh my God, the world is ending. And like all this stuff was going on for like an hour or so, right? These are developments here. Those are developments there. Again, foolish am I that I didn't do my math that it cannot be happening right now in New York or in Los Angeles, because if I do the time conversion, it's not that time over there. But we were fooled for an hour, after which the movie came around and said, the fool, you know, the joke is on you, per se. And it was all part of the movie. But how naive were I, myself and my friend, that in the late 90s, we got fooled by a movie that made us think something that wasn't factual. But today, as we progress, and we're information, I was just listening to this, Carl, information and knowledge has multiplied 20 trillion times than the norm. Think about this. A professor was giving a lecture, I was listening to this. Knowledge and its accessibility with information has now multiplied 20 trillion times over in comparison to how knowledge had its steady flow throughout the ages. So we got so much knowledge out there, but then we have so much fake news. Carl, give us some insight into that article. And then we want to ask our listeners today, like, how do we sift out what is fake and what is truth?
So 100% honestly, I don't have much more to add than what you did. And it really simply is just that there are fake accounts that they found that are on social media, whether they're Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram or whatever. And these accounts are spreading false information about Islam, which of course is continuing to spread discourse and separate and drive people apart rather than trying to bring people together. So essentially, in the big picture of things, you and I sit here every night doing, or once a week doing this, and we put out our podcast once a week, and we do this once a week, and essentially you and I are battling 1,000 trolls spreading false information, which is really what this podcast is about, and it's about what we do, because we have to answer these semi-stupid questions over and over and over and over again, because these accounts are spreading this false information. Mm-hmm. And I know you and I were talking before the show, and I mean, maybe I'm jumping the gun on this one, you'd let me know, but you know, we were talking before that you know, this information is out there and it's being spread, so much so that even over the weekend, the New York Times did a post. I don't know if it was Times or Post. I forget now, but they did an article which normalized and humanized someone who is a Nazi sympathizer or a Nazi believer or a Nazi whatever. And that kind of stuff isn't okay. We can't pick up the paper and be like, oh yeah, hey, look, they use the same kind of garlic I do. Amazing. So, you know, and this kind of stuff spreading this false information, spreading more information, causing discourse, and then at the same time trying to normalize, you know, white nationalism and Nazism. There has to be a sieve and a filter, because at this point in reality, the internet is everywhere. And it's what I said to you before we started, was that, you know, somebody in Russia can post to 500 different Twitter accounts in the time that it takes us to just simply log on to Facebook to do this podcast.
And again, the way you summarized it, remember, let's talk about a heat map. A heat map tells us where there's a concentration of focus or interest. Now, based on this heat map, a lot of people are focused in, and unfortunately not for the right reasons, but because of fear, and that is on Islam. People like Pamela Geller, who has just been nominated the greatest Islamophobe in the world, she had an increase of 2 million people each month on her Geller report. 2 million people between July and October continued to sign on to her Geller report. And what is her career? What is her life about? Bashing Islam. Like, I'm not telling you anything productive here. I'm just going to bash. Like, we could start from next week, Carl, and start bashing Catholics or bashing homeless people. And I ask you, Carl, do you think we would get 2 million people listening to us within the span of a month?
You know, it hurts my brain, because realistically, at the end of the day, it's highly probable, because for whatever reason, hate and misinformation spreads further and faster than the truth does.
Well, I agree with you on that point, but I would disagree on one part, and that is we may not get the 2 million followers only because Catholics or homeless people are not on that heat map in the same place where Islam is. Islam is in the deep red. Islam is so red that it shines on paper. And because that people are monetizing this, Patrick Hermanson said, the growth amongst Twitter accounts and websites spreading anti-Muslim hate is alarming. Like, all you got out there is people constantly saying, beware, beware, warning, evil, Sharia, killing, beheadings, chopping off hands. And that's all people are being told, and they're gaining a following. So the common sense thing is, how do we address these issues? I'm not saying this because I'm a Muslim and I'm a scholar and Carl's a Muslim and we're worried about Islam's image. We're worried about the future of our own sanity. Forget our children. The future of our own sanity, where the norm becomes that you acquire knowledge from sources that are bashing the same thing that you're out to learn. You don't learn anything good from that. It's like we talked about it many podcasts ago. When you learn a language, many times people, and I could relate to this as a youngster, you would be taught a lot of profanity of those languages before you learn anything good from it. So, okay, how do you say stupid in that language? And you go around calling a person stupid in that language, not knowing that you could have learned how to say, how are you? Konnichiwa. You could have said something else, but you learned to say something different. And this has given a rise. This has given rise to people like the EDL, the English Defense League. They gained 40,000 followers in 48 hours. Like, this is alarming. Look at Breitbart, run by Steve Bannon. It is reporting on Islam and Muslims. It is largely indistinguishable from the anti-Muslim movement rhetoric from the far right. So we have problems. And my point is, we could go on telling everyone what are the solutions. Like, no, we can go on talking about what the problem is, but tonight we want to talk about the solution. Number one, if you are so interested in knowing about Islam, Muslims, Sharia, or anything else, go to the people. Don't go to people who are not of that field. We all know in our society, in a civil manner, we have the different fields of medicine. Veterinarian for your health, your animal goes to a veterinarian. A podiatrist and a pediatrician are two different doctors, right? An oral surgeon and oral hygienist are two different fields. A primary physician and a specialist are two different types. So what I'm trying to say is, as we acknowledge that there are different people for different aspects of the same thing, in a similar fashion, there are different people in this world who understand different angles of different of the same field. So if you want to understand Islam, number one, go and meet a Muslim. I believe that based on the prophecy of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we are living a time where a liar is considered truthful and a truthful person is considered a liar. So don't take the word, go and see yourself. Don't pick up a book and read it, go and meet a person and ask questions. Number two, before you retweet or you share or you forward on WhatsApp, you know, any type of information, and this is across the board, Carl. It could be Islamic, non-Islamic, whatever it is. Like, for example, another example on WhatsApp, if you don't forward this message to 50 people tonight, WhatsApp is going to shut your account, excuse me, and they're going to charge you $2 and stuff. Well, I used to pay for WhatsApp on Android, and then they stopped that. Like, come on, everyone, please. When we spread false information, we are contributing towards the mistrust that is being created amongst human beings. And then we won't even believe each other tomorrow when a person says, look up, it's night. And we'll say, I think we have to debate that. No, it is night. Right now it's 8:47 in Florida. It's the same time up in DC and Virginia. It is 8:47 at night. It's PM, not AM. So I want to conclude this point with a story. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was a caliph. He was one of the leaders after the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And while he was making his rounds, he had a habit of going around at nighttime and ensuring that the society that he serves, remember, there was a time in this world where roles were service. They weren't a status symbol. And so he'd go through the streets and the alleys, and he would be covered up so no one would identify and recognize him, just to see what the concerns were of the people. Long story short, he passes through a house where he hears two people arguing. So he stops and he listens. And what he hears is a mom telling the daughter, "Daughter, tomorrow you're going to take the milk, add water, and take it to the market and sell it because the cows didn't give enough milk today. And we cannot live like this. We need to make the money. So mix some water, take it to market." And the daughter's arguing with the mother, "Mom, we can't do that. That's deceitful." Well, that's fine. We have to survive. Mom said then, the daughter said to the mom, "What do you think Omar would say, the caliph?" She goes, "Omar's not here." So the daughter responded, "Omar's not here, but Allah is here. God is here." So even an action where water mixed into milk still keeps the color white, and it becomes from homo milk to 2% or 1%, but it's still milk, you know. So this debate ended with no definitive answer. So Umar radiallahu anhu, may God be pleased with him and God be happy with him, was so concerned that in the morning he ran to the market. He purchased all the milk in the market just to make sure that that dilution in the milk wouldn't create mistrust in the market itself, the market in which clothing, food, grains, materials, wood, and the whole nine yards is sold. We don't want to create mistrust in that. And he found out that the daughter stuck to her guns and there wasn't any diluted milk in the marketplace. Long story short, he rewarded her. That's another thing. But we need to take responsibility of what we say, because as Muslims, for myself, I'm being taught that what you utter can be the keys to your paradise, or it could be the means of me going to the hellfire. So as I have to watch what I utter, that also includes what I do on my social media devices. What you forward, what you share, what you set out as an alarm to people. Sometimes people bring up articles from 10 years ago and spread it only to be told after, "Did you read the date on the article? That was like 2006. Hello, wake up." So again, be thoughtful, use your sources. And lastly, whatever you hear from people, if it is concerning to you or alarming, or it is a means of a disturbance to you and your livelihood, go and figure it out from the right source.
And you know, honestly, in my capacity in the universe, those people that share information from 2006 or from, you know, 1993, and they're like, "Oh my God, look at this breaking news." It's like, homie, that was 20 years ago. Ain't nobody paying attention to that no more. What are you doing? And, you know, the one thing I'll add, and it's not always a good source, but for me, it's a really good source, is go to Snoops. Honestly, Snoops.com. Mm-hmm. And they have a lot of these topics, a lot of these things, and they either confirm them, debunk them, label them a myth, whatever you want to look at it. Snoops.com is an awesome website. You should totally go check that out. If you see some news that you're not sure about or you don't think about, and let's be honest, boys and girls, the moon is not going to fall from the sky tonight. Because, like you said, it's not even a full moon, so that doesn't make any sense. And, you know, unless it's the Day of Judgment, the moon's not going to fall. And there's, you know, just apply logic. You know, I know that may seem, you know, like a far stretch. Oh my God, you want me to do what? But yeah, logic. That's what it's all about. Just apply a little bit of logic before you click share, send, or forward on that. And with that, Imam Azhar, we will toss it back to you for your final thoughts.
Well, Carl, thank you so much. And in addition to Snoops.com, if you read a quotation for the Muslims out there, if you read a quotation that this is in this hadith, you could even Google Bukhari or Muslim and that hadith number, and verify if that hadith is even true. Because people say it's in Muslim and Bukhari and they'll put any number. Go and find out. That's your little bit of research that you can do to verify something. It's a learning curve for yourself also. You'll be able to retain that knowledge while you could share it with other people. So the question of the night is, you know, and this question comes on the basis that there's going to be fake accounts. It's a given. There are going to be people who are spreading misinformation on the internet. It's a given. There was a good article that Imam Omar Suleiman wrote pertaining to Google search results and how many of the results that come up for Islam and Muslim and Sharia are totally biased and against Islam, and they're all fake in some aspect, in some way or the other, that the common person cannot understand. So my question to you is, what changes can you make? Just tell us one. What changes can you make that will allow good, sound, sane knowledge to continue spreading with an upper hand and allow falsehood to hit the ground? Again, what's the one thing that you can do to ensure that knowledge, which is sane and stable, continues to keep an upper hand while falsehood and fake news can hit the ground and deteriorate? That's a question I think we all need to think about. And it's again, the buck stops at us, because we all are part of either the solution or the problem.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the final word. You are either part of the problem or you are part of the solution. And all you really have to do is apply a little bit of logic and do a little bit of research before you comment, spread, and say things that most likely are not true or are completely outdated. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end of another episode of Raw Islam with Imam Azhar. Tune in next Tuesday live on Facebook to join us. It's Venn Network on Facebook. Tune in to join us. Join the conversation. And until then, we will be waiting for your answers. We will be waiting for your replies. And we will be back next week, inshallah, with another show. So, until then, boys and girls, we will say assalamu alaikum.
For that terror attack overseas.
Total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
First of all, we should develop detention centers for them.
Everywhere there is Islam, you'll find women oppressed.
This has been a production of the Venn Network.